I'm saying. Michael Bolton at 7:42. Hughie Ednair in Sydney's new 104.1. Today FM. Fuel Watch 7-Eleven in Lakemba, 184.1 cents a litre. And you are 16 minutes away from 10 grand with Alpha Bucks.
And Aaron's boyfriend is listening and has sent a message. We'll get to that after.
What?
Get to that.
But he's in Origin Camp. How can he be listening?
Whoa. We'll get to that
he's
after.
He's not in Origin Camp.
He wasn't selected this year.
But yeah. We'll get to that.
He's having a great domestic season, though.
I was hanging out with Josh Adokar yesterday, the Fox.
Yeah, he's been dumped from the Blues side because of a disastrous move to the Bulldogs.
He's
the only player that's fallen over going that joint.
He's happy with his move. He enjoys,
I'm sure he is. I'm excited about it.
So, but you know what?
Speaking of moving on.
Oh, now this is...
Here we go. Look at this. Pick up the... look at this, E. Mullen. You're in Newtowns. This will lead Sky News tonight. I pick up the various outlets, and here I read, huge shake-up planned for Masked Singer. Oh, my God. A social media and radio powerhouse is rumoured to be joining the Wacky Singing Show as part of a massive shake-up to a judging panel. I think to myself, Hughie's on that judging panel. Why hasn't he said anything? And what is this so-called massive shake-up?
Because I'm a vault, and you can say anything to me, and you need to remember this, both of you. Aaron, you know that I'm a vault, and that anything you say to me within confidence stays within confidence.
Mate, I told you off air about me pooing in a bath in New Zealand, and you made me say it on air without any warning.
It nearly won us a radio award. So,
it did.
You know, and no good content. But The Masked Singer, Channel 10, it's coming back, you know, soon. You know that? It's on a Monday night before. Have you been paying attention? Great for the lineup of Channel 10.
I love The Masked Singer. It's done really well. It was the number one entertainment show last year.
Yeah, and it's nominated for Logies.
Okay.
That's coming up in a couple of weeks, so it's great. But you know what? It is going to be slightly awkward at the Logies red carpet because there's going to be a new lineup. And I'm you know, we've got Usher still hosting, and that's great. But on the guessing panel, I'm the only one left from the original lineup.
So Ursula Carlson has left.
Ursula went first. You can see her. Ursula Carlson, very funny New Zealand comedian.
Well,
you can see her tonight on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Gone.
She's on Have You Been Paying Attention
tonight.
That's fine. So she left, and she wants to focus on her touring.
So I was reeling from that. And then I thought, well, you know what, Aaron Mullen? There's one person who keeps the show together, this lady.
I think this is somebody who can dance, who won Dancing with the Stars. I believe this to be Samuel Johnson.
That is your Danny Minogue. And if anyone knows music, it's Danny Minogue.
I'll never forget.
One of her classics.
I'll never forget where I was when she rang me to tell me she wasn't coming back.
Where were you?
I was in a Vietnamese restaurant. I was ordering a banh mi. And I heard a call. I got a call from an unlisted number and it said, are you alone? I said, not really. I'm surrounded by people. But I think we can still have a conversation. And it was Danny Minogue, who is focusing on her UK interests. She has big deals coming up in the UK. She's hosting a dating show over there. She's got clothing lines coming out the wazoo. And she needs to focus on those issues.
So she's gone.
She's gone.
So Ursula gone, Danny gone, and then in the hammer blow, Aaron Mullen, in the hammer blow, I read on Instagram, if someone had told me years ago, and then it goes on for way too long.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie O's flown the coop.
Yeah, I'll never forget where I was when I got that call.
Goodness me.
I was at the Doncaster Hotel on Anzac Parade.
Goodness me.
Just gone to the toilet.
Beautiful.
Just whipped in, said, and whipped out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you wash your hands?
She said, where are you? I said, just give us a minute.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes, I washed my hands. I'm not a monster. and she told me that she loved her time on The Masked Singer, but you know what? She's a mother and she needs...
She was last year.
Yeah, but now her daughter's getting older.
She's not 28.
The borders are open.
And
they need some mummy daughter time in the middle of the year because we are filming during the radio break and she needs...
Oh, so she's put her family first.
She has put her family
first. And
you
don't have any such qualms.
No, my family are very happy to go on holidays without me. I think they would prefer it.
Mate, who's left? Dead set. At the moment, it's just you saying, is it Beyonce over and over again?
There is going to be some big, big announcements this week. International superstars.
Wait, is there a stars or is there a star?
Well, they're all stars, but we are going international. It will be a game changer for the Masked Singer. You're going to love it. Watch this space.
And do you have a message to those three who all left at once?
I just called to say I love you.
Oh, wow. That's
I love them all and what they added to the show, along with Lindsay Lohan in her time.
Oh, I forgot she left you as well. Possible new guesser. Young man by the name, well, I won't even say his name. We may have the brand new Masked Singer guessing judge.
Well, he's been on the Masked Singer before. He's on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight?
Yes.
And he's going to have a lot to say when we come
back. Join us next. Use your narrative.